With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain. The work and life of novelist Thomas Wolfe continues to intrigue scholars and readers. Wolfe, who was born in 1900, published his first novel in 1929, Look Homeward, Angel. Two of Wolfe's books were published after his death, including You Can't Go Home Again. They're not exactly like rock star groupies, but some 500 Wolfe enthusiasts are members of the Thomas Wolfe Society.
These are people who are not insanely crazy for Wolfe, but they continue to be interested in his life and interested in his career.
That's one of the founders of the Thomas Wolfe Society, Duane Schneider, chairman of the English Department of Ohio University in Athens. Schneider says the society held its first meeting in 1979 in Asheville, North Carolina, Wolfe's birthplace. New York City was picked as the site of the 1986 meeting because Wolfe taught at NYU. Schneider defends the intensely autobiographical nature of Wolfe's novels.
There's one critic once who said these are nothing more than Wolfe's diaries. Fine, I want to see that critic's diary and see what it looks like and see why it isn't something that's very much part of the literary life of the United States.
Wolfe's books deeply offended his family and neighbors in Asheville, which for years barred Wolfe's work from the public library. But Schneider says Asheville has forgiven.
Not only is it forgiven, they're very grateful and proud.
An undisciplined writer, Thomas Wolfe wrote so obsessively that movers had to pack his manuscript pages into boxes and carry them away.
He usually wrote in pencil. There might be 20 or 30 words on a large sheet of paper. Once he got going. And he would write, and he'd fill up the page, and he'd toss it to the floor.
Scholar Duane Schneider concedes that Wolfe's literary standing has diminished, but Schneider does not concede the narrative strength that reaches out and captures the readers of Thomas Wolfe. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The late novelist Thomas Wolfe stood 6'7", a huge man who wrote huge novels, such as The Web and the Rock and Of Time and the River. Duane Schneider, chairman of the English Department at Ohio University in Athens, a founder of the Thomas Wolfe Society, says that Wolfe was a literary celebrity during his relatively brief career.
He was pursued by fans, and he was invited frequently to contribute his notions to popular magazines.
Schneider says Wolfe had two major desires.
He, at one time, was very open about the fact that he wanted love and fame.
The fame is apparent. The love came in the form of Wolfe's passionate, sometimes bitter affair with a married woman who was 20 years his senior. The editor Maxwell Perkins at Scribner's did much to shape Wolfe's early novels, but the relationship did not last.
Wolfe, not being able to hold on to a single friendship in his life, he would get paranoid, and eventually a falling out was likely to take place. And he became convinced that somehow Scribner's was not serving him well. So when he was very drunk one time, he finally decided to make the move.
Thomas Wolfe was just 38 when he died in Baltimore.
He had contracted tuberculosis at one time. When he developed a bad cold and a high fever during a Western trip in Seattle, that this lesion became active again, and then tuberculosis spread throughout his back and his brain.
Duane Schneider says the Thomas Wolfe Society, which has 500 members, meets annually, one year in the South, the next in the North. The Society issues pamphlets, broadsides, and books by and about Thomas Wolfe. And twice a year, there's a magazine, the Thomas Wolfe Review, which is published at the University of Akron in Akron, Ohio. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.